Episode 2522, Humble Yourself.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're enjoying a fabulous weekend. It was a little cloudy over these last couple of days, but you know what? Just because it's cloudy outside doesn't mean it has to be cloudy in your heart. It is Restoration Day. It's time to rejuvenate where you are from your sweet spirit spot. It's all about your relationship with God. It's Sweet Spirit Sunday. Humble yourself. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. James 4 verse 10 says this, "Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up." You know, it's challenging enough in our everyday to take a step back and see a moment through the eyes of our Heavenly Father. But if you can have that moment, it's almost as if you're having an outer body experience. You begin to understand what God wants to see in you in your everyday. I'm sure you're well aware that this weekend is college championship games. You got the Big Ten, the ACC, the SEC, the Big 12. So you know where I wanted to be, in front of the TV enjoying all the games. Oh yes, that was my plan. Well, my wonderful husband said to me early in the morning on Saturday that he had two projects he wanted to complete. Now, I pressed him on what they were because I knew that my day would be altered due to the outcome of these so-called projects. Yes, I know how it works. I've lived a long life already. And he's like, "You like to control." I said, "Oh, no, no, no. I don't like to control. I mean, yes, I am a control freak, but it's one of those things where when you have enough things happen over and over and over again, you see a pattern. And when we have these so-called projects, they always take an extra 1, 2, or 3 hours. Well, I know then that it was my time, was not going to be my time. My time was going to be everybody else's time. I was like, seriously? So long story short, our door handle was in need of repair, and it was our main door handle to our house. And the mechanism inside was completely destroyed, disintegrated. So someone had to go to the local hardware store and get a new handle. Did you know that it was only 8 minutes as I drove my way to the hardware store until the start of the first college championship game? And where was I? In the car, driving, and I was going to miss the kickoff. Oh yes, I was not thrilled. In fact, I even called my good friend and ranted about it just because I wanted to, but hopeful that I could locate what I needed swiftly and be home in a jiffy. Yeah, I was hopeful. But what do you think? Did it happen? No, of course it didn't happen. Instead, I found myself speaking with a worker there, not about what I needed. And yes, I did ask, but the answer was given quickly. But it was all about the story of his life. And his story was not short and to the point. It was a minimum of like 40 minutes of a recap of his life from college to the present. All I can say was that my sign, "Tell me your life story," must have been flashing bright red, white, green light saying, "Tell me your life story. I'm here to listen." But without going into a lot of detail, there were millisecond moments. And I'm saying millisecond. It happened so fast. And I've done this for years. So it's not like it's hard for me to do. I can do it in literally less than a split second. And I shifted to another conversation, both in my head and with God. Now, don't call me crazy just yet. There is a reason I'm sharing this story. First, it was all about the hardware, what I needed to buy. Notice that. The tables are turned on me. It's all about me. It's what I needed to get. Second, I was missing my football game and just wanted to make a decision. I wanted to get in and get out so I could get back in and do what I wanted. And third, I knew this man's life story was important and deserved my attention. Notice how it shifted there. Just a little bit. Well, after what seemed like an eternity, and it was probably only like 15 minutes or so, I simply asked God, why am I here? Now, I didn't say it verbally out loud, but it was in my head, in my heart. I was like, God, why am I here? I'm still here having this conversation of which I don't want to have. I still need to pick out what I need so I can get out of the store and get on with my day because my day has been completely interrupted. This was not my plan. My plan was not to go anywhere but to finish decorating the house for Christmas and watching football while spending time with the family. Sounds like a great day. The last thing I wanted to do was be in a hardware store. But you know how that ended up. Humble yourself. You see, at that moment where I asked God why I was here, the man told me how he had been spared 9 times. Just last year, he had 3 heart attacks. He even told me about his first accident where he went over an embankment. And this was his first year in college. And with a 35-foot drop, only to have his car broken in half, yet he walked away with only a scratch. God was not finished with him then, and he's not finished with him now. So as the young 90-year-old continued his story, I was deeply struck that this could be the only reason why I was to come to the hardware store that day. It was to hear his story, and maybe this would be the last time he would tell the whole story. It's just one of those things where when you think about that, you have to take a pause. And for a moment, when I was driving away from the hardware store, I actually felt really guilty. I was like, Lord, how could I be so selfish? You sent me in there, not because it was my handle that I needed to take care of, my door that needed repaired. It was that a heart needed to be heard. And here I wanted to brush over that. I was in a rush. I was on my agenda. How much of our lives are on our own agendas? We're doing our own thing. Yet we say we're on God's timetable. We say we're doing what He has in store for us. Yet we're still trying to control. We're still trying to tweak what we want out of life. That we forget to see what God wants. You know what? That day, in that moment, I would be the one blessed to hear His story. Humble yourself. From that moment on, what I needed really didn't matter anymore. I was done with figuring out what I wanted. After the sweet older man left, and he told me how much he enjoyed our conversation, of which, by the way, he talked almost the entire time. I texted my husband, and I didn't even tell him I was late talking to this guy, except when I got home, and he was like, what is it with you? Your sign must have been very bright. I mean, I'm telling you, it happens all the time. But even he knows now, my husband, that is, that there's a reason why people come and talk to me. He tells me it's a gift. God has told me it's a gift. Yet it frustrates me sometimes because I'm like, I don't want to be on anybody else's timeline. I want to be on mine. I want my timeline. I want to control. But when I stopped in that moment, what I needed, it didn't matter anymore. My purpose at this time was to listen intently to a great man who served his country and still cares for people in a unique manner. Maybe it was my glimpse into my life to come, serving others regardless of age. Yet it would be with my bright flashing sign that reads, "Tell me your life story." At that moment, I knew this was exactly where God wanted me to be. Yes, it was an interruption to my day, but a greater blessing because of it. I just got to say, Bill, you will always have a special place in my heart. Thank you for your service, your kindness, and your spunky attitude. And definitely, you're on point as to how I could take care of my door. Your strength is your story, and you shared it with me. For that, I am grateful. So today I want to encourage you. I want you to be hyper aware of where God wants to use you, where he's leading you. Because if you're always going on your own agenda, I promise you, you're going to miss things and you're going to miss the most important things in life. So step away for a moment. This is the last month of the year. What are we down to? 26 more days? And we're going to be kicking off a brand new year? How do you want to leave this year? And how do you want to lead next year? Because you have this happy middle right here, a blessed middle. But you've got to be willing to put in the work. You've got to be willing to open up your heart and say, God, I'm going to release control here. It's not about me. It's not about my timing. It's not about my to-do list. It's not about I want to watch football. It's all about what you have in store for me, the blessings. And I may not see it all the time, but I'm going to be in search of them every single day. Bill, the man in the hardware store, he needed to be seen and heard. You know, during our conversation, which I'm telling you, lasted at least 40 minutes. That was the time that we just talked, not the time when I was looking by myself before he came along. I was there for over an hour. I kid you not. In fact, when I left the hardware store, I even called my friend who I called her on the way there. I called her on the way back to rant again. And then to tell her what I discovered, to humble myself. It's not about me. We got to get out of our own way and let God lead the way. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Go out with joy in your heart. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.